Hello, and welcome to Peer to Peer. My name is Jahi, and I'll be your host. Each week on Peer to Peer, our goal is to educate, inform the layperson about exactly what the terms blockchain, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, what do these terms mean? What will they increasingly mean in the future? And really, what do they mean now? If you've made any significant amount of online purchases within the last 3 to 5 years with any significant size financial institution, you've probably utilized blockchain technology. Most financial institutions are beginning to experiment with this technology because it primarily speeds up processes. In the coming episodes, we will continue to expand on the foundations of the basic terms. The basic terms being blockchain, Bitcoin, and cryptocurrency. We will expand on this foundation and form a step-by-step understanding of this technology, the impact it is having, especially in the financial world, but like I say, increasingly in the day-to-day lives of the average person. This platform is not for those persons presently aware of and presently participating in the development or utilization of this technology, but again, to the layperson on the periphery of whose consciousness they are beginning to hear more and more of these terms: blockchain, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. Beginning with primarily a narrative form of discussion, really, this first episode is primarily dedicated to just introducing ourselves, at the end of which we will, using plain English, attempt to define technical terms. Again, our platform is not for the techie. It's not for the developer, the software developer. It's not for the programmer. It's not for the institutional investor or enthusiast. It's for the everyday person who wants to know about this technology. In a bigger sense, we believe that the more voices we can add to this discussion surrounding cryptocurrency and how it can be utilized to financially give voice to many unbanked or underbanked or socially disadvantaged peoples, we believe that the more voices we can add to this discussion, the closer we are to mass adoption or critical mass in the utilization in the everyday lives of the everyday citizen. So, as opposed to keeping this discussion in the stratosphere of the techie or the developer or the investor, our primary purpose is to keep the conversation plain, keep it in everyday language, make it accessible to everyone, and give everyone a seat at the table. So join us on Peer to Peer. Also, if you would like to perhaps be interviewed for an upcoming segment or have ideas about upcoming segments or would like to sponsor an upcoming segment, leave us a message or contact us at peertopeerpodcast@gmail.com. That's peer2peerpodcast@gmail.com. So again, thank you for joining us, and let's get to the information.
Good evening. This is an extraordinary period for America's economy. Over the past few weeks, many Americans have felt anxiety about their finances and their future. I understand their worry and their frustration. We've seen triple-digit swings in the stock market. Major financial institutions have teetered on the edge of collapse, and some have failed. As uncertainty has grown, many banks have restricted lending. Credit markets have frozen, and families and businesses have found it harder to borrow money. We are in the midst of a serious financial crisis, and the federal government is responding with decisive action. We boosted confidence in money market mutual funds and acted to prevent major investors from intentionally driving down stocks for their own personal gain. Most importantly, my administration is working with Congress to address the root cause behind much of the instability in our markets. Financial assets related to home mortgages have lost value during the housing decline, and the banks holding these assets have restricted credit. As a result, our entire economy is in danger. So I propose that the federal government reduce the risk posed by these troubled assets and supply urgently needed money so banks and other financial institutions can avoid collapse and resume lending. This rescue effort is not aimed at preserving any individual company or industry. It is aimed at preserving America's overall economy. It will help American consumers and businesses get credit to meet their daily needs and create jobs. And it will help send a signal to markets around the world that America's financial system is back on track. I know many Americans have questions tonight. How did we reach this point in our economy? How will the solution I propose work? And what does this mean for your financial future? These are good questions, and they deserve clear answers. First, how did our economy reach this point? Well, most economists agree that the problems we are witnessing today developed over a long period of time. For more than a decade, a massive amount of money flowed into the United States from investors abroad because our country is an attractive and secure place to do business.